Namaste to everyone. We bow to one another, honoring our choice collectively and individually to be here, to make this choice. Namaste. And throughout the day, recognize that factor. We have choice of happiness in our mind or beauty, noticing beauty. We have choice to lift our eyes up instead of so focused down in our modern times, in this in a culture like we have. Namaste. And feel as we do this, how movement is adjusting, how energy is centralizing, how mind is adjusting in the ways it is for you. And notice awareness. Namaste. Now, as we are sitting in the state you are in our collective group field, let's bring forward another thought, and it was from last week. Past mind, future mind, and present mind. And focus on the phrase, the present mind does not remain. The present mind does not remain. So it, that I put the question, is it so to everyone? And the only way to determine is to come inside. So namaste again. Truly, genuinely, from my heart to you and your heart, and I receive it back. And namaste, great gratitude that you have chosen this in your morning. And those who do it by podcast later, namaste to you for choosing whenever you have to sit with us, be the group field. Namaste for centeredness and choice. And we just sit. And B. Be that radiating gratitude and wholeness. We're not analyzing. We're being. Well, we take one long, slow, deep breath and one om. Now we can analyze. It's a simple experiential question. Was your experience dynamic? Because that would indicate changing and changeable. And if the response is yes, then yes, present mind does not remain. Now, there's a great gift in that. When we really, what? Accept that present mind does not remain. Then that changeability, that dynamism can totally be used and lived for our benefit, our personal benefit, and the benefit of others. And again, mind is an inclusive term of all our moods, our emotions, and perceptions, and beliefs, and thoughts, etc. Thoughts that arise, thoughts that go, right? So it's completely the sense of self, it's part of the mind. So, we step back and remember that this quite a Rubik's cube here that we're talking about. Let me, so we come back to choice. The choice itself is, of course, very dynamic and bring and utilizes the dynamism of our own apparatus, and that it truly is our choice, especially because we are living fortune, good fortune. We're not in a war. We are not a refugee. We are not living in, some squalor and cesspool of a refugee camp. We don't have bombs going off over our heads, our buildings crashing in on our head, on our face, and under rubble dying. It's not our situation. Where it would seem to be kind of difficult to change one's mood, so to speak, right? Let's be honest. The vast majority of anyone living a fortunate life, a fortunate cycle in their life, even if that includes some hardship or navigating a disease or something like that, but we have resources. We have support, we have resources, we have a roof over our head, we have food in the refrigerator and running water. So we get perspective and acknowledge with empathy and compassion that yeah, some people, even several people here, are going through change, significant change. And it's not always easy. But as Krista has said before, suffering is optional. Pain has to be navigated. Change has to be navigated. So all of that is by way of, okay, we just observed. As we sat in being, in present, the present mind doesn't remain. That is a gift that we can use for ourselves. Everything of present mind, including the sense of self, which changes all through the day, anyways, it's quite the chameleon. And so we can use this experiential knowing now to our advantage. So I want to just encourage that. And we smile and take a long, slow, deep breath. And feel the wholeness that is true, essence of being, true. Because this that we are experiencing is unto itself quite beautiful, gentle, all the qualities that you are experiencing that are quote unquote positive, beneficial, then it's because it's in here and we experience it that then we wish it for others. If it's in me, in oneself, right? All beings are equal to myself. So we do, we sit in this wholeness and just be, and it naturally disseminates out. Like the sun naturally shines. We put our hand on our heart and it increases. Again, dynamism. And it resonates with every single human being. All the radiating consciousnesses that are in the world of every age, in every tradition and continent. So that this newness that humanity is in and that we all know is happening, that it is fostered, it is supported by us, a simple group field of a dozen people, like group fields all around the planet, and single meditators just sitting. Not because the self says to radiate, but because it's natural. And the dynamism of change is beautiful. And we are experiencing it inside through the present mind does not remain dynamism. Change and yet continuity is the beauty, is the radiance. We are radiating like the sun and the stars and on the heart in the dynamism of being. We take a long, slow, deep breath with all beings and our Mother Earth. And we take another with all beings in this universe. Love you all. Create your day.